help tonight, and if Norma is having trouble of any kind, if she may be stuck because of the weather or in difficulty, Father, we pray for her that you will be her comfort. She might know your presence with her this evening.
主啊，我们也为Norma 姊妹献上祈求。如果她在路上堵住了，或者有其他的一些困难，也求您帮助她。也求您保守她的平安。
Father, we would also pray for everyone who may have started to come here tonight, and because of weather, they could not be with us.
主啊，我们也为一切本来今天要来，但是因为天气原因不能来的，献上祈求。
We also pray for Trevor tonight. We know he's at Ladner preaching. We pray that you might bring him home safe on these roads.
我们也为 Trevor 弟兄他在 Ladner 讲道，那求您保守他平安的能够回来。
And thank you for each one of these dear ones who have come tonight. Thank you for them being here.
也为每一位今天平安来这里的献上感恩，谢谢您带领他们过来。
And for those who are studying about baptism, Father, I pray that you will encourage them as they study together.
也为那一些在受洗班的弟兄姊妹献上祈求，求您鼓励他们，帮助他们。
And as we continue our study about the sower and the seed, that you would bless us in our study tonight.
也求您祝福我们在我们今天撒种的比喻的故事里祝福我们。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 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 Okay, the text is Luke chapter 8.
路加的八章。
I'm sorry, I don't have the old outline. It was called The Parable of the Sower, I think. Does anybody have a copy of the old outline?
我没有带那个旧的那个单张啊，就是
Oh, there it is, right there. Thank you. Yeah. So, we have more or less studied the parable with the four types of soil.
那我们多多少少已经基本上把这个四种的土地讲完了。
And the four types of hearts.
四种的心。
And how the seed, the word of God, comes in through the ear to get into the heart.
然后呢，怎么样神的话通过是耳来进到心。
Now, if you still have this little outline at the top, it says key to the parable.
然后我们仍然有这张单张的时候，在这个顶呢，你会看见，这个比喻的关键。
And I want us to go back tonight and read verses 16 through 18.
那我们今天晚上读16到18节。
And then we're going to talk about this new. This new sheet that we have.
然后呢，我们就讲一讲今天这张新的单张。
Okay. Somebody read verse 16 and somebody 17 and somebody 18, please.
读一下16、17和18节，谁帮我们读一下？
没有人点灯用器皿盖上或放在床底下，乃是放在灯台上，叫进来的人看见亮光。因为掩藏的事没有不显出来的，隐瞒的事没有不露出来被人知道的，所以你们应当小心嘴上的心，因为凡有的还要加给他，凡没有的连他自以为有的也要夺去。
All right, let's think just for a minute about it says no one has lit a lamp. So let's think about a lamp. Okay, look, here's a lamp, and the lamp is burning. Okay, it says no one who has lit a lamp covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed. If you have a candle or a lamp burning, you'll never do this.
就是说呢，你有一个灯啊，你永远不会把它盖上，这个灯是在点亮的，你不会把它盖起来。
Okay, you don't cover it. Why do you light the lamp? Why?
为什么要把灯点亮？
To give light, so you can see where you are or see where you're going. So, if you're going to cover the light, you might as well not light it to start with.
So, you, 盖起来就根本不知道你从哪开始，都是暗。
There's also a little play on words here.
这里还会有一些
It says if you light a lamp, or you wouldn't cover it with a vessel. What does your translation say?
Yeah, vessel.
The vessel would represent, I think in the Old King James it might even say a basket. But a vessel was that which would hold the corn or the grain. If you go to the marketplace, and you take your basket or your vessel and you buy corn or grain, they will put it in the vessel.
所以器皿呢，在旧约里呢，一般都像篮子啊，这样装东西的，装这个玉米，装这个谷物的那些盛东西的那个
罐子。 So the vessel represents commerce or business.
所以器皿呢，一般都代表生意哈。他会装东西嘛，装去卖。
So the application is, if you are a light for the Lord Jesus, you shouldn't let your business or your commerce cover the light so nobody could see it.
所以这个属灵的含义呢，就是如果你是那个光呢，你不能让你属世的生意、属世的东西呢，把它给盖起来。
Okay.
要让别人能看得见。
Right. And then it says this.You shouldn't cover it with a vessel or put it under a bed.
然后呢，也不能把它放在床底下。
What does a bed represent for us?
床代表什么？对我们
rest, sleep,
睡觉。
Okay.
Lazy.
Okay, lazy. You got it. You got it. That's exactly. So.If this is our light or our vessel or our lamp, we don't cover it with business or commerce, being so busy, our light won't shine, or we don't put it under the bed, bed being lazy or sleepy, or so two things that could cover the lamp.
所以你会看见呢，第一呢，我们不用把它盖起来，盖起来是用器皿，就是用你的是属世的生意，用你地上的兴趣把它盖起来。然后呢，放在桌子底下呢，就是你是床是休息的，是昏昏欲睡的，是懒惰的。
In real life, if I have a lamp that is burning, and I put a vessel.Over it, or if I put it under the bed, you know what will happen? It will catch the vessel or the bed on fire.
如果真实的情况呢？如果我有个火在这点着一个灯，完了呢，我把器皿盖起来或者把它放在床底下呢，你猜会发生什么？会把那器皿烧着，把床烧着。
But if a Christian is trying to let their light shine.To the world around them, that light gets put out if they're too busy, or put out if they're too lazy.
对，所以对一个基督徒呢，如果他这个光呢，他要放在那个器皿下或者这个床底下，他这个光会消失的。如果他太忙了，就是器皿下，在床底下太懒了，他就会消失的。
Verse 17 says, Nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will might not be known and come to light.
17节, 刚才读的17节。
So let's remember that God knows everything. There are no secrets with God. You think you might cover up something, but God sees everything. You think you might hide something, but everything will be known by God.
Okay.
So in verse 15, he talks about the good ground bearing fruit.
在15节呢, 他讲到好土, 结好果子,
and that fruit is evidence that we know the Lord Jesus as our Savior.
那这个土呢, 就是证明啊, 就是我们, 接受耶稣基督成我们的救主,
and that is being a light in a dark place for Jesus Christ.
这就是在黑暗里面呢, 为, 耶稣成为那光。
And so we need to be very, very careful that our light will shine bright to people around us.
所以我们要非常仔细啊, 就是光要,
okay. Verse 18 now is the key to the parable we've been studying for several weeks.
所以18节是那个关键的一节,
be very, very careful how you hear.
所以你们应当小心怎样听。
Why should we be careful about what we hear?
为什么我们要小心我们所听的?
听错了就麻烦。
In case you listen to wrong doctrine.
Okay, be very careful what we hear. Might hear something wrong, or we should know that. Okay.
I hear something sin or something devil.
Okay, all right. Could be some sin or something from the devil himself. You know, the devil really likes to whisper in your ear. It's okay to do that. Everybody does that.
Yeah, that's it. 恶者特别擅长就悄悄在你耳朵边上说, 哎, 这个没关系, 每个人都做的, 你也可以做的。
So remember, the seed is the word of God, and the only way the seed gets into our heart is it comes through our ears down into our heart.
我们都记得种子就是神的道, 那个神的道进到我们心里, 唯一的道通路, 就是通过我们的耳朵进的。
So the warning in verse 18, that hearing is so important that for those who receive the word of God, God gives them more.
所以18节呢, 要小心怎样听啊, 就是那些已经有了, 他接受的呢, 神会给他更多。
And those who do not receive the word of God, they only think they have it, but they really don't have it.
所以对于那些没有的, 他以为他有, 其实他没有。
Look at the last part of verse 18. What he seems to have will be taken away from him.
18节的后半段呢, 就是, 连他以为有的, 还要夺取。
Okay. So, that sort of ends our study on the sower. Do you have, before we go any further, do you have any questions about the sower, the soil, the seed, or anything like that?
这是我们整个一段在讲撒种的，大家等我们往下走之前，大家有什么问题吗？关于撒种。
Brother, I just remember a verse when Jesus said the bad thought that envy everything the good or bad come from the heart, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why it's very important. He says first, careful how you listening,
uh-huh.
hear, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because whatever you hear is going to go in your heart,
mm-hmm.
and later you're going to speak, right?
That's out
right.
of the heart.
Mm-hmm. Out
yeah.
of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very right. Very important. Mm-hmm. Do you know that advertisement or advertising works. If I want to sell this water bottle, and I start putting an ad on the internet or on television or somewhere, and every hour this water bottle says, this is the best water bottle, this is the best water bottle, buy this water bottle, this is the best, over and over and over and over. And then he comes along and he's shopping and he says, I want one of these water bottles right here. That's because advertisement works.
就是那广告啊，就是这样的性质。就刚才雷欧讲的意思，就是我们仔细所听的，听的东西就会进我们的心。那广告其实就是利用这么一个方式啊，比方说呢，这个水瓶，啊，那广告就反复讲这是个好的，最好，全世界最好的水瓶，最好的水瓶。他讲的次数足够多了以后呢，你就会去相信，你就会去买，就这么简单。
Just a few weeks ago, there was a very famous football game.In the United States, called the Super Bowl.
几周以前，有个美国有个特别重要的橄榄球赛哈，叫超级碗。
And for a 30-second advertisement for the Super Bowl, they paid over $1 million.
然后呢，这个因为太火爆了，所以呢，三十秒的广告就值100万。
You know why?Because it works.
因为它有用嘛，对，它只是这个形态有用。
Now, if you read the Word of God over and over and over and over and over and over, going, coming here, going into the heart, exposure. You must expose yourself to the Word of God.
所以一样的道理，就是你如果你看的不是这个广告，你看的是圣经。你一遍一遍一遍一遍的，也有同样的效果，就是他也你要把自己的时间暴露给这个，就交给这圣经啊，或者交给。
Matter of fact, yeah.
Hello.
Hi, hello. Yeah.
Okay, pass.
你看到出去了，出去了。
No, Harold left.
Go out. Go out.
Ah,
Let Eric know. Yeah. Harold could not get in touch with Norma. She was supposed to be at home. But traffic jam was all that was wrong. Everything's okay.
This traffic is so difficult. Because I drive from Richmond to home. It's so busy.
Yeah.Mm-hmm.
For the weather.
And the weather too,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12. We'll be back. We're going to make a little side trip.
Romans 12.
In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
1 and 2.
I just want to show you a little phrase that fits into our study from verse 2 of Romans chapter 12.
我要给大家一个小的词哈，就是能够契合我们今天的这个学习的，在二节里面。
Okay, verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Now, let's think about this for a minute. The renewing of our mind.
就是心意更新而变化。
I'll give you a funny story, but I think you'll get the point.
那我给你带给大家一个很有意思的故事。
One Saturday night, many years ago, I watched a movie on Saturday night.
很多年前的一个星期六的晚上呢，我看了个电影。
And the movie was about this big white whale. It was called Moby Dick.
那一个叫大白鲸哈，它这个大白鲸的名字叫 Moby Dick.
Anybody ever hear of the story of Moby Dick? No.
你们居然不知道这个大白鲸叫 Moby Dick? She says she only knows the monkey in China named 孙悟空.
There was a man, I'm going to give you a brief summary. There was a man in the story, his name was Captain Ahab. He had a whale ship.
就是有一个人他叫船长他叫 Captain Ahab, right?
Ahab,
yeah. Ahab 船长他有一艘捕鲸船。
Yeah. And his ship was way back a long time ago where they would harpoon the whales. That's the way they caught the whale. They harpoon the whale.
就是他们这个以前的捕的那个还非常那个古老的那个方法，叉的那个。
Okay.
叉。
Yeah. And the whales gave food and also from the fat, the blubber of the whale, gave oil for the lamp.
就是捕鲸呢，不但它是有食物啊，就是鲸有食物，而且鲸的油啊是特别好的做灯油的那个原料，鲸油是很那个。
So in this story, this Captain Ahab, he had an encounter with this big white whale.
然后呢 ，Ahab 船长呢就遇上了这个特别大的一只白鲸。
He tried to catch the whale, but the whale turned the ship over, and he lost one of his legs in the accident.
然后呢，他一直努力想抓到这个鲸的时候呢，这鲸太大了，就把他的船给掀翻了。然后这个船长呢，就在这个事故当中把自己脚给弄断了。
Okay. So the movie was about Captain Ahab trying to find this white whale and kill the whale. This is what the story was all about. Get revenge on the whale.
所以呢，因为他的脚不但是断，就是没了啊，就是有一只脚没了。所以这个 Ahab 船长，整个故事就在讲这个船长努力要抓住那只大白鲸复仇，就这么个故事。
And I'm not going to tell you the end of the story because it would ruin the movie if you ever saw it.
我不想剧透，如果你没读过的话，告诉你最终结果就。
Don't tell. Now, what's my point?
我的点是什么呢
？That was on a Saturday night. I watched this movie.
那是周六的晚上，我看了这个电影。
Sunday morning, I go to the chapel to remember the Lord Jesus.
那星期天早晨呢，我去教会去纪念我的主啊。
Now can you imagine what happened?
All I can remember is Moby Dick, the whale.
然后我一直能记住的就只剩这只大白鲸，叫 Moby Dick 的大白鲸。
Not the Lord Jesus.
No. All I could remember was the whale. So this is the reason I'm telling you the story. Whatever we put in our minds, this is what we're going to be thinking about. Okay? And the more you watch Moby Dick, the more you're going to think about Moby Dick. The more you read about the Lord Jesus, the more you're going to think about the Lord Jesus. That's renewing your mind.
所以我们所听所读的哈，是就是占据我们所想的，占据我们心的。你读的这个 Moby Dick 读的越多呢，你想他就想的越多，你花在他的时间上就越多。然后你读圣经越多呢，你想神的话就越多，你花在他的时间上，这个是一定的道理。
See on television, they will show the same advertisement for the same product over and over and because it works.
所以呢，电视里呢，他会为同样的一个产品放同样的广告，不停的放，原因呢就是真的有效，你反正就会去听。
Okay, let's go back to our Luke 8.
好，我们回到路加的八章。
Okay, so out of the four types of soils, only one soil produced fruit.
那所有四种土地只有一种是结实的。
And we also read from I think we have a reference. Do we have a reference in Mark? No. In Mark's account, we read that there was 30, 60, and 100 fold. I'll find that verse in just a minute. That would be verse 15.
马可那边呢也讲了，他但是那边讲的是30倍、60倍、100倍的。
Mark 4:17, thank you.
马可的4:17。对，三十倍、六十倍有100倍。马可有另外的表述。
4:20. But the ones who are sown on the good ground are those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100.
有的30倍，有的60倍，有的100倍。
Thank you, Sharon. Okay, so the Christian is represented by the good ground. He has accepted the seed of the word of God, and it is producing fruit in his life.
所以基督徒呢就这个草土了，然后他接受了这个神的道，种子进来，然后长大以后就结出很多果子来。
And depending on how much you study the Bible or how much you spend time with the Lord will determine whether it's 30, 60, or 100 fold the fruit in your life.
所以你多大程度学习圣经，多大程度跟主在一起呢，就会就决定了这个三十倍、六十倍的这个差别。
Every real Christian will have evidence, will have fruit in their life. There must be fruit.
但是呢，有一个点是确实的，每一个基督徒他总是会有果子的，就是量不同，但是总是会有。
But it's only only reasonable that if you spend more time studying the Word of God and learning about the Lord Jesus, you will have more fruit in your life.
但是这个是很合理的，就是你花更多的时间学习神的道，
跟
在一起就会有更多的果子。
There will be more evidence. You will be happier. The things of God will mean more to you.
那就会你会有更多的看得见的外在的证据，就是这些果子，比如说你会更喜乐。
Okay. Now we're going to look at this sheet now.
那我们现在来看这个果子了，看这个这张加拉太书的这个单子。
There are several things we want to say about the fruit of the Spirit, and we'll look in Galatians chapter 5.
我们先看加拉太书的5:22。
So the good ground produces fruit, and we're going to suggest that it is fruit singular and not fruits plural.
我们看见呢，这里它是圣灵所结的果子是单数，不是复数。
So there are nine fruits at the bottom of your page. There are nine descriptions of fruit.
所以这里不是九个果子，是九个描述，对一个果子的九个描述。
And let's think for a minute how fruit is produced on a tree or a bush or a vine. See how fruit is produced.
我们想一想这个果子是怎么在这个树和树枝这样上面开始长出来。
从小到大，从一个
from a small.
Yes. Okay. So the only way that fruit is produced is if the branch or the limb is connected to the tree or the bush.
那它唯一能结出来的可能就是只有它的这个枝啊，结出来这个枝是要跟主干要连起来的。
Is the fruit is this is not ready yet and this one?
Yeah, we're down at the bottom there. Yeah, we're just talking about how fruit is produced. Yeah, let's take for instance an orange.
假设我们用苹果橘子来做个例子。
If you were to take the limb off of cut the limb off of the orange tree, that limb would never produce an orange.
假设你把一个小枝从这个主干橘子树的主干上砍下来，这枝是不会结果的。
So the orange is connected to the limb, but the limb has to be connected to the tree itself.
所以果子是挂在一根枝上的，这根枝一定要结，要接在这个主干上。
So when I go to an orchard and I look at a tree, I know what kind of tree it is by the fruit that is on the tree.
所以呢，我去果园呢，我就看见，这个果子它是怎么样去挂在那个树枝上，它是怎么样结出来的。
If I see an orange hanging off of a tree, I know that's an orange tree.
然后呢，我是辨识这个树，我就通过果子来辨识的。如果看见上面有个橘子呢，我就知道这是个橘子树。
But that fruit is the product of that tree. That fruit did not produce itself.
但是呢，我们都知道这个橘子或者这个水果呢，它是这个树的产物啊，它不是自己产出来的。
Now, spiritually speaking, the fruit of the Spirit, these nine things that are mentioned, they don't produce themselves.
或者换句话说呢，这个属灵的果子，这个九样描述这个的属灵的果子，它不是自己产生的。
They're only produced from a person who is connected to the Lord Jesus Christ.
它只能从一个人，他已经接在了耶稣基督里的这样的一个基督徒呢，从里面出来。
I don't produce fruit myself. I'm just the channel through which.The Lord Jesus does His work.
所以我只是一个管道，耶稣通过我来做他的工，结出果子。
So, if we allow the Lord Jesus to live in our hearts without any restrictions of any kind, then there's going to be evidence. We call that fruit. There's going to be evidence in our life that we belong to Jesus.
所以只要我们足够的顺服，让耶稣在我们生命中掌权，我们就一定会能够看得见神的这个灵呢，它会结出圣灵的果子，是神结的，不是我们结。
Do any of you know that last week, I guess last few days, there was a school shooting in Florida?
Know about that? 罗里达前一段时间也有枪击案。
Okay.Today, President Trump in the United States met with some of the survivors and the parents that were at that school.
今天呢，总统在那边，校园
I watched part of that on live coverage of that today. One father whose daughter was killed, you know what he said? He said, I will never see my daughter again. He was a very, very sad man. Okay. Now, for the Christian, let me tell you something about the Christian. If the daughter is a Christian, and if the man was a Christian, he would see his daughter again. So when this man said, I will never see my daughter again, I think he was not a Christian. Because he has no hope.
Mm-hmm.
So, when we are believers in the Lord Jesus, there's going to be some evidence in our life, some fruit in our life that other people will know that we belong to Jesus.
所以当我们是基督徒的时候，我们总是在外在会有一些果子，会有一些显明的证据，让别人看得见呢，我们就是有不同的人，是基督徒。
Okay. So, under the fruit of the Spirit, there are 9 things that are mentioned.
所以这里有九个事情这里提到了。Now,
let's, first of all, let's look at Galatians chapter 5. And I'm just going to point out a few thoughts, starting in verse 16.
然后我们看, 加拉太书的5章, 我们从16节开始看起。
In verse 16, I want you to notice this phrase, walk in the Spirit.
16节我要大家注意这个词组, 就是顺着圣灵而行。
And verse 18, led by the Spirit.
18节呢, 被圣灵引导。
In verse 25,
25节呢,
live in the Spirit. Verse 25.
Okay.
And then again in verse 25, again, walk in the Spirit. Now, if we do what they, something is going to be produced in our life.
如果我们要说呢，有一些事情啊，要在我们的生命当中被结出来，结果。So
let's think for a minute. What does it mean to walk in the Spirit?
在圣灵，靠圣灵而行是什么意思？
Now you'll notice the word Spirit has a capital letter S, which means Holy Spirit. That's the reference.
所以这个灵啊。 是圣灵啊，因为它这个 S 是大写的 Spirit.
How do I walk in the Spirit? What does that mean?
那我怎么是顺着圣灵，靠圣灵来行？
Hear the Spirit and obey the Spirit.
Okay. Do you remember on Sunday mornings we've been talking about Enoch?
星期天的早晨都在讲以诺。
Enoch walked with God. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay. Amos says, can two walk together except they agree? So to walk in the Spirit would be walk under the control or in agreement with the Spirit.
所以呢，与神同行一定是，把自己交给神，自己和神是自己和圣灵是完全一致的，意就是里面的心意是一致的。
Look at the last part of verse 16.
16节的后半段.
If you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
顺着圣灵行呢，就不会放纵肉体的行为。
You see, the flesh represents the old nature.
所以呢，情欲是代表人的老我。
When I become a Christian, my old nature, my old sinful nature did not go away, but I got a new nature. The Holy Spirit comes to live in my heart.
所以当我成为基督徒的时候呢，我的老我还没有离开，但是我已经有了一个新的生命在里面。
And if I obey or walk in the Spirit, then I won't obey or I won't walk in my old nature, the sinful part.
所以只要我把自己交给，或者说顺着圣灵而行的时候呢，我就不会把自己交给那个老我的本性。
Verse 17 says the spirit and the flesh fight all the time, back and forth.
这个情欲和圣灵总是相争的。
They are contrary one to the other.
那是彼此相为敌。
They're in opposition. The spirit and the flesh are in opposition.
他们是彼此是对立的。
Okay. So, in verse 18, what does it mean to be led by the Spirit?
18节什么叫做被圣灵引导？
Walking in the Spirit and led by the Spirit.
靠圣灵而行。
If somebody leads you somewhere, if you lead a little child somewhere, the child has to submit to you before they can be led, right?
所以如果你要引导一个人，比如说你要带这个小孩子走路。 这里之前有个特别重要的前提，就是这个孩子要把自己交给你。
Did you ever try to take a child somewhere they did not want to go?
你有没有带一个孩子去他不愿意的地方？
They're not being led, they're being pulled.
他不是被引导去的，他是被拽过去的。
Do you know that the Bible says when Jesus went to the cross, he was led like a lamb?
所以呢，圣经说呢，当耶稣被 定在十字架的时候，他用的就是led，就是引，他像一个羊被引到。
That means that Jesus did not resist going to the cross. He yielded himself and he was led like a lamb.
所以耶稣就，他把自己交给神，他没有抵挡啊，像一只羊无声的被牵到宰杀之地。
So, if we are led by the Spirit, we're not resisting the Spirit.
所以我们被圣灵引导的时候，一定的前提是我们是不抵挡的，不反抗。
So, in verse 25, it says, if we live in the Spirit.
25节说，我们如果靠圣灵得胜。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
If you live in the Spirit, You are getting your life, everything about your life, from the strength, the goodness, the grace of God by the Spirit of God.
所以当你靠圣灵得胜的时候，你的生命啊，你的一切生命中美善的、正面的那些部分，都是通过圣灵给你的。
The Holy Spirit lives in every believer's heart. And we have a responsibility to let the Holy Spirit direct our life. Let's suppose you have a decision to make, any kind of a decision to make.
假设你有个决定要做，不管什么样的决定。
Instead of thinking, what will I do, we should pray and ask the Lord to help us make that decision.
不是说我要做什么，我们是先要去祷告，求神带着我们来知道做什么。
Where we live in the apartment, we're on a little bit of a hill.
我们住在一个小公寓里啊，那我们去那公寓呢要爬一点坡。
And I looked out my window tonight and I saw a car trying to get up the hill and they couldn't get up the hill. The snow was too slick.
今天呢因为下雪哈，所以我们在我看窗外的时候就有一辆车就打滑了，就是爬坡的时候打滑。
Okay. So I gave a ride to Leo and Allison tonight. They wanted to come. So when we went out, I said,I don't know because my car is parked on the hill. I said, I don't know if we can go up this hill.
然后我走出来的时候，我也不知道我的车能不能，因为我的车也是要爬这个坡的。
So when we got in the car, Leo said, Lord, help us get up this hill.
所以当我们上车的时候呢，因为我们要给 Leo 和 Allison 一个搭他们过来。
Now that is a.
车上他就说主啊，求你帮助。
It is maybe a little thing, but even in that, we acknowledge that our lives are in the Lord's hands.
这是一个很小的事，但是呢，我们要知道我们的生命是在主的手里。
And we ask help of the Lord.
然后我们就从主求他的帮助。
And so I started the car.
然后我就点了引擎。
And I put it in gear.
挂好档。
And the tires never even spun one time. We just went right up the hill and came down. So it's just a little illustration to say, if you're going to live in the Spirit, you're always acknowledging that you...Trust God. You are looking to the Lord. You're not in opposition.
So, we 靠圣灵得生的时候，就是我们完全不是抵挡他，我们是要把一切的事情都交在他的手里。
Can I say something?
No.
No.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Today, Trevor received a message from the school, Allison School.
Okay.
And they said that they're not going to help Allison anymore to Braille or
for Braille.
Braille for a Braille teacher.
Braille
teacher.
Or any classes.
Or are there any classes?
Okay.
No more. Because they said we don't spend enough time in Canada because we go back and forth, right? Mexico. Yeah. And, well, Allison was making cookies, right, for Fabio. And she started to.
Later,
I look at Allison, right? And I start to feeling sad for her. But I said, okay, Trevor, let's stop whatever we are doing right now and let's pray.
Right.
Let's pray
Amen.
To the Lord. Because our heart start to be anxious, right?
Yeah.
Anxious?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, Lord, what is happening now? Yeah. No teacher for Allison. What is going to happen, Lord?
Yeah.
And quick, the Lord gave me peace. Give us peace.
Yeah.
And because our life is in His hands.
Yeah.
And when we permit God guide our lives,
yes.
The peace of God came to our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everything was okay in the house after that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning, our flesh went to what is going to happen?
Yeah.
But God give us peace when we pray first to God.
That's right. Thank you. That's living in the Spirit.
Yeah. 就是那个 Allison 的学校说他们因为不是一年365天在这儿，他只有一半的时间在这儿，所以学校决定就不给他那个就备业的就是盲文的这个老师了，他单独要给他这个要盲文老师的，那可能学校觉得我要节省成本，你时间在这时间不够，我不给你配这个老师啊，这个是很大的一个打击了啊，所以 开始孩子也好家父母也好就特别特别特别难受，这很正常，我们的老我一出来就会掉眼泪啊，会觉得怎么会这样，对，然后这个时候 Leo 就跟Trail 说我们就去祷告，所以他们祷告完了以后神就给他们平安，他们知道就是都在神的手里，一切都会好的，这是非常重要。
Good, good. So as a result of Leo and the family living in the spirit, as a result they got some fruit, and that fruit was love, joy, peace, long suffering. All these things are products of living and walking and being led of the spirit. They're products.
所以这就是很好的例子，就是你住在圣灵里，然后你就会结出果子。那这个果子就是和平、忍耐、仁爱，就这个果子。然后这个是因为你在圣灵里才会有结果。
But we're going to finish our study tonight by saying, but if you are not walking or living in the Spirit, those fruits will not be in your life.
那如果你并不是住在圣灵里呢，就这些果子不会在你生命里的。
Okay. So you'll notice now at the top of your outline, the first three, filled with the Spirit, quench not the Spirit, grieve not the Spirit.
然后你会看见最顶上的有三个圈，里面写了呢，被圣灵充满，压抑圣灵的感动，让圣灵担忧。
In Ephesians 5 and 18, where we read, be filled with the Spirit, it is a command, it is not a suggestion.
以弗所书呢，五章十八节呢，就说呢，你们要被圣灵充满，这是一个命令啊，这不是一个建议。
So the question is, how can I be, well, first of all, what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? I thought I already had the Holy Spirit. Can I get more of the Holy Spirit?
那我这怎么理解呢？被圣灵充满，因为我觉得我已经有圣灵了，我能得到更多的吗？
I can't get more. The Holy Spirit is a person and he lives in my heart, so I can't get more of the Spirit. So what does it mean, be filled with the Spirit?
所以被圣灵充满是什么意思？因为我圣灵已经在我里面了呀，我不能再要更多的呀，这个怎么叫被圣灵充满？
让圣灵掌权。
Yeah, so make Holy Spirit to get the power, get the authority.
嗯哼，
他坐椅子，我们坐地上。
Holy Spirit sit on the throne and I sit on the ground.
Very good, very good. Okay, here we go.
怎么被圣灵充满？翻着脑袋。
Is that Chinese?
No. I thought maybe it was.
Okay. This is an aquarium. It holds, it is a container that holds water. Okay? Now, inside this container is another container, and it has, I didn't do that very well, but it has little doors in it. In other words, stuff can go out from this container through these doors if the doors are open.
那这是一个大的水箱哈，那这个里面呢有个小水箱，然后这里面有很多的水啊。那这个小水箱呢有四个门，那这小水这个门呢能控制里面的水能出来。
Okay.
let's suppose this is my, this represents my life, and this represents my heart, and inside my heart, the Holy Spirit lives.
那假设这个是代表我的生命啊，那里面呢是我的心，我的心里呢住着圣灵。
Okay. Now, my life has a lot of different areas to my life.
我的生命里呢有很多不同的区域啊，房间。
And each one of these sections is a different area of my life.
那每一个那个部分啊，就是我生命的不同的角。
It could be my family life, my private life, my job, my, you know, different area. This is my life, but it's got different areas.
那我这是我的整个生命，但它有不同的区域啊。那可能这个是我的家庭，这是我的工作。这是我其他的这个方面，那就是对一个不同的角度。
Now, when I accepted Christ as my Savior, the Holy Spirit came to live in my heart.
那当我接受耶稣基督成为我救主了以后呢，圣灵就住在我心里。
And I can't get any more of the Holy Spirit. He is a person like the Lord Jesus, and He comes to live in my heart.
我不能得到更多的圣灵，因为他是个位格，他已经住在我心里了，我就得到他了，他就在我生命里。
So, to be filled with the Spirit is not to get more of the Spirit, but for the Spirit to get more of me.
所以呢被圣灵充满不是意味着去得着更多的圣灵，而是呢让圣灵更多的进到我的心里，就充满，就更多的得着我，这么翻译的。
As I yield or open the various areas of my life to the Holy Spirit, He will come in and control that area of my life.
所以我把我生命的不同方面交在圣灵的手里呢，他会在不同的角度、不同的层面开始掌权。
The goal for the Christian is to open all the doors so the Holy Spirit is controlling every area of my life.
所以基督徒的生命的目标呢，就是尽可能多的把你所有的空间都让出来，让圣灵在每一个空间来掌权。
So it is my responsibility to open the doors of my life for him to control that area. To be filled means to control.
所以这是我的责任啊，把我的生命的方方面面都交给神来开这个门。所以充满的意思就是由他来掌权，他来控制。
Now, somebody read Ephesians 5 and 18. Somebody read that verse.
以弗所书五章十八节，谁读一下？
不要醉酒，酒能使人上当，乃要被圣灵充满。
Okay. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit.But then it says, what did it say about be not drunk with wine, which is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, the comparison of alcohol and wine really makes the point clear.If you are under the influence of alcohol, you do things you would not normally do.
对，所以这个会是一个很好的对比啊。就当你喝醉了的时候，你一般会做一些你平常不做的事情。
Do you ever see a drunk man?
你会看见人吗？男人。
He walks different. He talks different. You know, he's under the influence of alcohol.
所以他说话走路都是不一样的状态，他是被酒精控制的。
So, the scriptures say that is wrong. Do not be under the influence of alcohol.
所以圣经说的你不要被酒所控制。
but be under the influence or the control of the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，要在圣灵的控制下。
So when I'm under the influence or control of the Holy Spirit, then that's what it means to walk in the Spirit or live in the Spirit or be led of the Spirit.
你被圣灵充满和被圣灵控制了以后，你就能够靠圣灵而行，由圣灵带领啊，这都是一个意思。
Now, I want to change this for just a minute. And see if I can illustrate for you. Remember we said this is a container with water in it.
都记得这个是一个水箱啊。
Okay. If I put in this inner container enough red dye to completely color the whole container, but I did not open the doors.
就如果我把红色的染料哈放在里面那个水箱就心里啊，但是我不把门开开。
Okay. I did not open the doors. I have enough red dye to color the whole thing, but it's not coloring the whole thing because it's all in one compartment inside.
所以呢，因为我没有把门开开，所以它就算有足够的红色的染料在里面呢，它也不能够进到整个区域里去。
If I open two of those compartments, this becomes red.
如果我把两个门打开，那这两个区域就变红了。
Okay.If I got these two closed, there's no red in here.
那如果这两个是关上的，这两个里面就没有红色。
The Christian life is like that.
那基督徒的生命就像这样。
Sometimes I don't want Jesus in part of my life.
有的时候呢，我不想要耶稣啊，在我的生命的一小部分里面，我不想要他。
I'd say it's okay, Jesus, for you to be in this part of my life, but when I go on the internet, I don't want you in that part of my life. I want to do things here, but I don't want you in control.
然后呢，我会说呢，耶稣，我希望你在这个我的这部分你掌权。但是如果比如说我在上网的时候，我就希望你不要再来，不要来烦我。
That means the green. That means you are quenching the spirit.
那这里就到了第二个圈了。这种情况呢，就叫做压抑圣灵的感动。
When you will not open the door of your life to let the Holy Spirit lead you, you are quenching.
所以，当你不肯把你的生命的一个部分交给圣灵的时候呢，在这个部分里面就在压抑了，就在压抑圣灵的感动。
Okay.Sometimes our life is like a house.
有的时候我们的生命就像一个房子。
And there are many rooms in a house.
房子有很多房间。
And when the Lord Jesus comes into your life by the Holy Spirit, He wants to come into every room of your house.
当耶稣来的时候，他希望他来是进到你每一个房间里。
Sometimes we don't mind if he comes into the living room or to the kitchen.
有的时候你愿意他去你的起居室，去你的厨房。
But I have a closet in the bedroom, and I don't want the Lord Jesus to go in there.
但我在卧室里有一个小橱柜，我不想让他耶稣去那里。
I have some books, or I have some.Personal things in that closet, and I'd rather him not see that.
我有些书，我有些个人的东西在那个柜子里，我不想要耶稣看见。
You're quenching the spirit.
这就是压抑圣灵的感动。
And as long as you're quenching the spirit, you cannot be filled or under the control.
所以只要你是在压抑圣灵的感动，你就不能被圣灵充满。
Matter of fact, you grieve the spirit.
然后呢，这就会你会导致第三个点，就是你会使圣灵担忧。
You know what the word grieve means?
Grieve, 担忧是什么意思呢？
Grieve the Spirit. Did you ever grieve your mother?
你有没有让你妈妈？
You hurt her, right?
你让她伤心，对不对？
Makes her sad.
让她很难过。
You see, to grieve the Holy Spirit is to allow anything to come into your life that is contrary to His character. And His character is holy. He's Holy Spirit.
所以使圣灵担忧呢，就是你让你的生命中啊进来的一切的东西是和神的本性是相左的，那他本性就是他是圣洁的。
Okay. So, if we're going to have the fruit of the Spirit at the bottom of the page, then we got to start. We must open up every door in our life and let it control all parts of our life.
所以当我们要做到这个被圣灵充满的时候，这个圣灵带领的时候，我们的职责就是把门都打开，就让他能够出得来。
We don't need more of the Spirit, He needs more of us.
所以我们不需要更多的圣灵，但是圣灵需要我们更多的主权，更多的。
Any questions about that?
有没有什么问题？
I don't remember the verse, brother, in the Bible says, the Lord don't give us the Spirit by measure. By measure.
Uh-huh. That's right.
He gave us the
Yeah. If you think about this, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let me put it this way. I think I'll understand it better if I do it this way. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now watch. The Holy Spirit is not the Father, and the Father is not the Son, and the Son is not the Spirit. We have three persons. We have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They're different. They're distinct. Okay? Not.
所以首先我们要弄明白一件事呢，圣父、圣子、圣灵啊，他彼此是独立位格的，就是说呢，圣灵不是圣父，圣父不是圣子，圣子也不是圣灵。
But watch this. The Father is God, and the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God.
然后父呢是神，子呢也是神，圣灵也是神。
One God,
一个神,
in three personalities.
有三个位格。
And the Holy Spirit is a person just like Jesus and just like the Father. And you can't get more or less of any of them.
所以呢，圣灵呢，它就是一个独立的位格，所以你不能说我要多一点少一点，对吧？它就是一个独立的位格。
Yeah. It would be foolish for us to say, oh, I got part of Jesus in my heart.
所以你这是不能想象的，就是你说我在我生命中得一部分的耶稣。
Or I got part of the Holy Spirit in my life. No.
同样道理，你也不能得一部分的圣灵。
So, the Holy Spirit's in our heart is just as we yield to Him, as we open up to Him, He will control. If we don't, we quench and grieve.
Mm-hmm. 所以我们圣灵在我们信的时候就进来了，只是呢我们有多大程度愿意把主权交给他。 那我们不交的时候呢，就压抑了圣灵的感动，会使他担忧。
When this is true, those nine fruit of the Spirit are true in your life at the bottom.
所以当你被圣灵充满的时候呢，这九个果子就出来了。
Okay. Do you know this is my last Wednesday night with you?
这是我们最后一次的周三的这个课了啊。
Next Wednesday morning, Lord willing, we're going to fly back to Ontario.
下周三的上午呢，如果主许可的话呢，我们就飞回那个安大略了。
So, thank you for coming and being a part of this. And Anne and I are going to miss you. Her leg, her knee is very sore tonight. We went and did some grocery shopping today, and we had some people over, and she thought her knee was better, but it's not.
Thank you very much, buddy.
You're welcome very much, yes.
We will miss you.
Yes, and we will miss you, too. Yes.
Thank you again.
Yeah, yeah, very good. You close in prayer.
Okay. 天上阿爸父，感谢您，把我们在这风雨交加的夜晚来到这里学习您的话语。也谢谢您通过 Joseph 的口教导您这些有智慧的、权力的权柄和。 这些充满圣灵的言语，主啊，求您能够保守 Joris 和安的身体，也保守他们能够回到安大略一路的平安，也求您带领，求您的圣灵能够保守罗马和 Harold 的身体的健康。 主，同时求您的圣灵可以带领我的姐夫，让他能够从灵里面得救。如果主允许，也可以医治他的身体。天上阿爸父，求您带领我们在座的和我们所认识的每一个兄弟姊妹，他们的家人保守他们的平安，保守他们身体的健康，让那些没有信主的。 亲人们能够尽快的回转到主的面前，主啊，我们是软弱的，我们也是渺小的，求您的圣灵可以带领我们，让我们变得坚强，在信主的道路上面可以走得坚实。主，也求您垂听我们众心合一的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
阿门。